Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 382. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podmix.com. What's up, Dor?
Well, technically now, I guess we're talking about mobile applications because we even get links now sometimes to other market thingies stuff.
I told you nothing is going to change in the show.
I know, Steve, but the only constant in this universe is change. So that's a really hard task. I'm just saying. I hope everything is going well with you, sir.
Yeah, it's going great. I have no complaints. When my iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts wears off, then you'll hear me complaining. But right now, I'm flying high on the caffeine.
How much longer is this show?
Yeah, we got to finish up fast.
Come on, Eric. How you doing, man?
I know, he did say it wasn't really the strongest stuff.
No.
And the ice is melt.
When I drink coffee, I go from super alert and smart down to mildly irritable, down to irritable, down to very irritable, down to anger. Then I go into like this apathetic kind of fear band. And that's how my coffee grade goes.
Let's get this show over with, I'd say, by level two.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's going on, Eric?
I'm dog sitting, Steve.
You are?
Yeah, my sister's dog.
Well, get up. You're probably hurting him.
Is it a Shih Tzu?
No, I'm not sure. It's a mutt. It's a mutt. I don't know what it is. Its name's Kita.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, it's a good name. Mutts are the best. I've never had a thoroughbred to really compare it to, but
purebred. Thoroughbred's a horse.
Okay.
I didn't know that, Eric. I'm like, yeah, thoroughbred.
A well-bred specimen. I have not.
Well, I would say this. Technically, purebreds typically don't live as long, and they suffer from more quote-unquote mental issues.
Really?
Yeah, because they're inbreeding, basically.
Oh, interesting. Good point.
Puppy mills.
Yeah, it's sad. Saw a guy on the street the other day with a puppy sign. Puppies, like, come and get puppies. Like, there's a store that's called All About Puppies. I'm like, it's fine if they get them like normal ways, but if they're like have a puppy manufacturing plant out back, that's not cool.
Were they free?
No, it's a store. And it's called All About Puppies, and you go there and get puppies.
The reason I mention this is because I think I hear the dang thing whining. I might have to get up for a second.
Yeah, I hear it too. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
That's all right. We'll start off with Dor.
I'm going to go fix that.
All right.
Come here, sister's dog.
So we're talking about apps, and this is the Empty the Tank episode where we bring it all. So why don't you start us off, Dor?
Okay. The first app I'm going to bring, I'm going to say this is going to be a weekly theme I'm going to have, which is what games work really well on my JXD7800B, whatever the hell
it's called. Can you tell people what that is? Because I have no clue, and I know you.
That's my gaming tablet that I bought from Amazon with the built-in gamepad controls and with the nifty gamepad button to help you map the controls. So even if the game isn't gamepad supportive, super easy to get it to work.
Right.
So I'm going to at least once a week try to bring a game that just works really well in that interface. And the first one I'm going to bring is actually a regurgitation, bringing it down from the attic. And this was originally, I remember this, I was really told by this app by Richard Quirin, and he was really like hot on this game, and I just looked at it and said, wow, this looks really good, and then downloaded it and then uninstalled it. It's called Colin McRae Rally. This is like the European, I guess, and South American, I think.
I used to play this rally on PC all the time. Yeah, rally racing.
Yeah.
It was from Codemasters on PC. I don't know who it's from here.
Same here. Codemaster Racing, but I want to say Thumbstick or something was the one of the companies with it. I will say this. The thing that I don't think this game has while using the touch controls or the gamepad controls is pressure-sensitive steering is what I'll say. It's where you can just turn it just a little bit or turn it a lot. I think it's just turn it or don't turn it.
What? How can you have a racing game like that?
If you do the lean or the tilt, then I do believe it's quote-unquote pressure sensitive. But to me, tilt control with racing is really difficult and requires much more muscle memory than just moving your thumb. With that said, I've adapted, I think, quite well, but I'm sure I suck compared to normal people in this game. But on the tablet, first message I get, this application was not designed for your device. It might be unstable, blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever, whatever. Just load the game. Does take about a good 30 seconds to a minute for the track to load. Once the track loads, butter.
Really?
Perfect sailing butter. Fun. So like I say, lots of fun.
Really?
I'm sitting there, you know, three or four or five races back to back to back without even blinking kind of thing. Hand it to my son. My oldest son kind of gets it, but it's definitely one of those games, I think, and with the right device, is a hell of a lot of fun.
It, from the screenshots, it looks just like PC. I mean, just a smooth and same type of gameplay.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. A game that was on PC 4 to 5 years ago can now run on most Android devices without, you know, making them melt kind of thing.
Yeah. I would love to race Rally for real. I would just enjoy that so much.
I would love to go through the training to do that, but there's no way I could do that because you're too often, from what I gather, on the edge. And that is on the edge of crashing through people or trees or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to ride
the fine line.
I thought you were going to say, I can't because... When I was 9 years old, I fell off a building and now, hurt.
No, but I have been hit by a car while on a pedal bike before. But, you know, that's okay. And one time on a pedal bike, I hit a parked car really hard.
The only time I was in a desert as a kid, I jumped in this Subaru. Yeah.
The only thing that was left intact was my areolas.
Yeah, but that's a really good game, and I want to salute Richard again for that. Definitely good app, and I want to say it costs money, and it is
$2.29.
That's a deal.
Yes. And you were playing this on your new tablet, you're with the game controller tablet.
Yes, sir. Works great. Now I did have to sideload it because it would not let me install it from the Play Market. Said it was incompatible. I just downloaded the APK off my other device, spit it over the network, clicked install, bada bing, it works.
What's the name of that device again?
JXD7800B.
Love that.
I know. That is classic.
It's just rolls off the tongue. Okay, this next game is nothing like that. Okay, it's called Brain It On Physics Puzzles. This is kind of like Crayon Physics, which was a game that was on one of the original Humble Bundle games. It's a game where you basically have to draw shapes on the screen, and once you're done drawing the first shape, things are put into movement on the screen, and your goal is to cause things to happen or things to move in regards with either a ball or like a cap. It depends. It's the thing that's brightly colored, and it always tells you what you have to do at the beginning of the level.
I love games like this.
Yeah, this game is the kind of game anybody can make it far if you have enough time to actually think and test and play and just, you know, like bang on it, bang on it, bang on it.
That's a cool game.
Does it cost money?
Don't believe
free.
So.
It's free. It's similar to like almost, it takes like Sugar to the next level. You know, Sugar
has one thing. That's what I was thinking. Has Bart Bonte stylings.
Yeah.
This is not Bart Bonte. Okay, this next one is a rated E for everyone free app that I did get from the guy who sounds like he's part zombie on Twitch, Elgin. The app is called Hooks Alerts for Everything. Okay, the quickest way to describe this app is it is if this then that. For non-internet related services. Okay. If this, then that is like when there's a new episode of AAA, push it to my Evernote. Or when this comes up in my Facebook feed, push it to my Twitter. Hooks is like, tell me 5 minutes before a show comes on. Ping me when this film comes out. When it, when it's going to snow, give me a notification. Now, there is certain internet-related stuff you can do, like when a website goes down, ping me. When my Alexa ranking gets above or below a certain spot, hit me off. But it's mainly, in my opinion, physical world-related, where you can say, like, when the New York Yankees game is over, ping me. Kind of thing.
Hmm. It sounds like all that stuff needs to hit the internet, though, for your,
well,
for your information.
I'll say this. Of course it hits the internet, but it's not your typical, you know, when this shows up on a web feed or when I get this email kind of thing. I just thought this was cool.
It is. It's very cool.
I don't watch a lot of TV, so I literally need reminders when a show comes out because I don't catch
shows. Yeah. I miss that. I missed Mr. Robot because of that. I totally spaced it out.
Well, okay. I'm at the verge of never watching that show again.
Oh, really? Because I was at the last episode, so I'll give it one more try too.
Well, I think it's a good show. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to keep getting better, and I think it's going to keep getting, you know, darker and stuff. But anybody who's that antisocial into computers, A, never does that much drugs, B, never has that much sex. So that's a great, great, gross misappropriation of whatever. It's just,
It's fake, like right. Everything else on TV.
And I don't like that. I was hoping it was going
to
be real.
You know what's fake and good, though? It's just enjoyable to watch. It's light. It doesn't make you miserable. It's not that intense. Suits. I could just watch Suits. It's like eating, like, Swedish fish. You know, it's like nothing really that damaging. And it's an enjoyable show. Do you guys ever see Suits?
No.
That's on right before Mr.
Robot. That's like on USA also?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I like Suits. Anyway,
I like the guys on it. There's two guys on the show that I swear I've seen someplace else on it where, and I like them. I think they're pretty good actors.
They're handsome.
Sure, if you face it. Okay, this was also a suggestion I want to say, but I can't remember from who. This next one's called Into the Circle, rated E for everyone, a completely free game. It says simple physics game. This is basically like Shuffleboard, is the way I'm going to say it. Very easy to understand, very easy to comprehend, very easy to quote-unquote to play, easy to mess up to while you're playing kind of thing.
Neat.
Yeah, but it's definitely pretty fun.
Cool.
Both of my kids picked up on how to play this really quickly and had fun playing it.
Dude, two awesome games. This one and the other physics one. I am into this.
Yeah,
this is almost like shooting pool, it looks like, the way you line it up and adjust the strength.
Yeah, I'll go for that. Except for some things, pulls a lot easier, I'll say, because the pocket, it can fall into the pocket. With this, you can easily fall out of the circle.
You're right. It's shuffleboard, more shuffleboardy.
All right. I was going to bring this one too. It's a fun game.
Gotcha. Okay. Definitely going to bring at least one more game. I'm sorry, I got to bring this one. It's by Zynga, so I apologize ahead of time, but it's called Mountain Goat Mountain.
Huh.
The only way I can get this Hubert over in an audio podcast, it's kind of like Hubert.
Yeah.
You're a goat. You eat grass and you try not to touch the rocks falling is the gist of it. But you also have springboard mechanics where you can literally like bounce all over the level.
Dude, this brings me back to like the 80s. It really does. Like Hubert / any other type of arcade game.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
It's got some interesting levels. One of them, you got rainbows coming out the back, and other ones look even more like Hubert and less like a mountain. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, like different weather, icy, like Pengo.
Right. So now, unfortunately, I have two games on my tablet my kids play with the word goat in it. So, you know, whatever.
I saw Goat Simulator again today in the stores.
I'm sure.
Still $10. Did you check the price while you were there?
It didn't have a price on it this time, but it was next to Farming Simulator, which never comes down from 30, and Train Simulator, which is down to 19. And then they have World of Simulators. There's 20 different simulators,
ooh,
and it's like $20. But I think it's all like the lamest simulator games. They can like compiled into one.
Yeah.
Well, most simulator games are lame in my personal opinion, but that's just me.
Mousetrap simulator, right. Light switch simulator.
No. Much more boring than that. Sewing simulator.
Lemonade stand 3. Yeah.
Okay, this next one, I don't even know who would need this app, but I downloaded it and I used this as my YouTube interface for a week and it worked. It worked really well. It's called Tuber, the YouTube companion app. This is basically a different interface onto the exact same content. The difference is this can bring different videos to you. Where with YouTube, it has the recommended videos, watch again videos, certain channels of videos you already watched some of, and then like, you know, sports and trending kind of thing. This was just a different set. It had all the channels I subscribed to, had some of the same recommended videos, but also had some I've just never seen before. And some of them I just wouldn't watch, but at least it was bringing different stuff up.
Wow. Look at those cupcakes.
I like cupcakes.
Yeah, they look pretty damn good. So this one brings it to, what does it bring to you?
It's basically just a different interface.
Okay.
To the same content, and it brings a couple videos up each time you bring the app that you wouldn't have seen in your normal YouTube
video. Cool. I got to check this out. Because I like prank videos, but there's 99% of the prank videos on YouTube are guys like doing pranks so they could kiss chicks, which is, it's just very uncomfortable to watch. Because they just make complete asses out of themselves. Or something horribly mean to somebody, like smashing a fake baby or something. I want more like Rahat, like pranks where he goes through a drive-thru and everybody laughs and that's all happy. And
now you've watched the Mediocre Films ones, right?
No.
Oh, you gotta see Mediocre Films. They're good-hearted, great pranks.
They're okay. Mediocre Films, definitely.
Well, Steve, this is like the progression of the old fail videos.
Yeah. Yep.
The old fail videos were very non-crazy.
Yeah.
When they first started,
nobody really broke bones. Right. You know, like the new fail videos. Like if you're not half dead, they won't even show it.
Yeah, that used to be like Faces of Death moved into fail.
Yeah, exactly. What's our world coming to? But anyway, hey, good app.
Yeah. I'm going to bring one more, but this is going to be preceded with an article from the Wall Street Journal, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds sophisticated.
Well, here's the thing. You guys didn't know, I don't read. I did read this entire article, okay? Moxie Marlin Spike. If you don't know the name, that's fine.
I've heard it before.
Okay, here's the gist of it. In due time, we're going to have a thing really called digital freedom fighters or digital guerrillas, or depends on what side you're on, they might be even called terrorists. Okay, this is a guy who's been into coding and hacking together code for a really long time. Technically, nobody knows his real name. They just call him Moxie Marlin Spike.
Oh, that's not his real name? Oh.
No, it's not his real name. And what this guy does is he codes together extremely secure solutions, okay, that basically no one has put together yet, and they're basically unhackable, uncrackable software. His name's been mentioned in the White House debriefing room. He's been mentioned in hearings with other governments, basically saying what this guy's doing is bad for government. This guy's dangerous kind of thing. And he made basically a set of apps under the umbrella called Open Whisper Systems. Okay. Open Whisper Systems was then purchased by Twitter for an undisclosed amount with the agreement all the code will always remain open source. And they'll basically keep him on board for upgrades and updates that they would like to see done. So Twitter basically voluntarily just gave him money because he's Moxie Marlin Spike. Gibson, who always says he has Gibsonian responses to things he doesn't completely trust.
Who Gibson?
Steve Gibson, the guy who coined the term spyware, who's now probably like 80 years old, but he's still a really smart guy, said basically blanketly, anything Moxie Marlin Spike delivers, you're assured it's solid, it's secure, and it is like completely trusted. There's few pieces of software that he would look at and just know, oh, I can trust this. But when it comes to this guy, you can trust everything he does. And when I say you can trust everything he does, you, as in everyone on the face of the planet, can rest assured nobody is going to be able to crack this software. And that scares a lot of governments. But if you need utterly secure communications, install one of his Whisper Systems apps like TechSecure, or for another undisclosed amount of money, Facebook purchased one of his protocols and put it in WhatsApp, which is why now stuff like the UK is looking at banning the app WhatsApp from their country because they can't look into it.
Yeah, WhatsApp's huge everywhere but here. I mean, it's kind of big here, but not like it is the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this guy's smart. He went out there, he grabbed the money, he put himself out in front rather than sitting back and waiting for the feds to knock on his door. That's the way he should have probably played this, and right. I agree. Wow.
And he currently lives on a, I can't remember how they put it, he basically currently lives on an island off the coast of either Mexico or California that's basically out of government rule kind of thing. And he basically comes on shore to get stuff done. And this is the only way I can put this. This is the highest, nicest thing I can say about anybody in the universe. If there was anybody I could mentally hijack, know everything they do, and probably carry on exactly what they're doing, it would be this guy.
Really?
Because I do believe what he's doing is for the betterment of people. Not for a company, not for an industry, not for a government, not for a religion, not for a political party, not for anything except for people. And that's really, in my humble opinion, quite honorable.
Wow. For you to say that, that's pretty killer. I mean, I don't know this guy, but I respect him now.
And he isn't going bald, so I'd like to know how that feels again.
Maybe you should just grow out what you got and get some dreads, and people won't think you're bald either.
It would look horrible, trust me. Ooh, it would look horrible.
Yeah, he might be going bald. You never know.
He's hiding it well.
Yeah. Cool, man. That was interesting. Thanks, dude. No problem. Is that it for your tank?
Oh, I have 20 other apps I'll leave on the floor. We'll do them later.
Okay.
So you put another app in there, TechSecure. Have you used this?
Yeah, this is his texting app. This is Moxie Marlin's Spike's old company's texting apps. He makes three apps with Open Whisper System: secure texting, secure phone calls. If you and somebody else has the application Redphone over the normal phone service, you can have encrypted phone calls where no one can hear them no matter what. And then the other one's called Flock, which I never really got. Oh, Flock will shut down permanently October 1st, 2015.
Well,
that doesn't matter.
Get it while you can and enjoy it for the few times you can.
Everyone will be refunded money at that date who is currently has a subscription.
You could use that as a savings account. Just in time for Halloween. So, are you concerned with your privacy on your phone door?
If there is something I need to do, quote unquote, truly privately, I do take corrective measures to do that. But 99.999999% of what I do, there's nothing private about it.
I gave up. You know, I do an Android show. I'm in, you know, both feet in with Google. They know everything. They're asking me questions on surveys about stuff I did the day before. I'm glad I have nothing to hide these days.
Well, I mean, here, okay, to shoot really straight and hard. If I'm going to do something, let's just say hypothetically illegal, A, I'm leaving my phone at the house. I'm not bringing it with me when I'm doing this illegal activity. Two, I'm not going to communicate about this activity over email or Gmail or Google Hangout or Voxer because it's illegal. So I'm not the person, you know, if I was doing illegal activities, just sending a text message, hey, dude, you want to come by and blah, 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 blah. I mean, no, I'm not that guy. I'm not that, I don't want to say dumb, but you know.
Right. I agree. We've grown up. We're not that dumb. And I feel sorry for the kids out there who are, because they don't realize that everything right now is recorded and saved and will be used later when they need it.
They're posting it on their Facebook. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
What they did.
They think they can delete that post.
I don't even think they thought that far.
Yeah.
All right. Eric, what do you got?
I got Troll Face Quest Unlucky right off the bat. That's my first game. They call this a puzzle game. It's puzzling how to play it, really. Basically, there's a dude and a troll face meme guy.
Yeah.
And you need to do things, like each level is a different story, and there's something you need to do in that level to get the troll face guy so he doesn't get you. And it's totally not obvious what to do on any level, where to swipe or what you're supposed to do. It's just a crazy, crazy game, man. It's a fun little, I don't know, it's a fun little crazy thing. Like, yeah, like, oh. I'm looking through the screenshots trying to remember some of these
things. It looks insane.
Well, hey, what?
I love the Matrix one.
It's like the goal of the game is to successfully troll people in a way, but in a very, looks like, possibly obscure fashion sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you see the Matrix screenshot with the, with Morpheus handing him the blue and the red pill?
No, I was watching the video.
Did they show you in the video how to beat that one?
No,
that wasn't in the video. Okay.
Yeah, see, I tried both. I lost by taking the red pill, and I lost by taking the blue pill. There's something unobvious that you have to do. I can't. Oh, you take them both, and then you get the troll. trolled them in a way. Yeah,
that's pretty clever.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Sorry about that for level 4.
That's all right. It's a special gift from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to be honest, I kind of like this graphic style. It's, I want to say hand drawn, but definitely a little bit different.
Yeah. I like it too. Good one, dude. Troll Face Quest Unlucky from Spill Games. That's 1L in Spill.
Everyone 10 and up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even see where, I don't know if that one had in-app purchases or not.
Yeah, it does.
It does. Yeah. All right, my next one's another game. It's called Fruit Fusion. I believe this is free. This is a puzzle game. Basically, it's circles, and you have to drag fruit from one side of the circle to the other side to match three together. It's just another play on the matching up fruit things, and then, but it's really very, very visual. The game piece itself that you're playing is very small in the middle of your screen.
Yeah, it's not good use of screen.
But then as it's going through levels and you get to the end of the level, it really brightens up your whole screen. Crazy stuff is flashing around. It's almost like, almost seems sort of Japanese maybe in the style that they have, for leveling up. It's a fun game if you're into fruit games. I wouldn't say, I've never played Candy Crush, so I don't know if it's like that at all, but
I don't think it is. I think Candy Crush is more like a Bejeweled type of game. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And you get one thing, I'll give you a hint on this one. If you do play this game, you need to slowly drag your fruit across. Even though there is a timer, take your time and drag them, otherwise it doesn't. Oh, it won't register correctly.
Drive me nuts. I gotta go fast.
I know. I did too until it kept like not doing what I wanted to do. And I'm like, what is up?
I forget that. A
little patience.
All right.
I got a lot of games this week too, Dor. This one is called Monkey Racing Free.
Ooh.
And good. Yeah, it's a good, really good looking game. it's a lot like Mario Kart, I guess, because you got power ups and things like that. It plays good on my tablet. So I was impressed with that. There's some crazy kind of cars you can get on this game.
Like a shark.
Once you level up, yeah.
Neat. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's a good, it's fun. It's basically Mario Kart. If you're missing Mario Kart on your device, let's say you used to have a DS or something, this will quench your thirst.
Okay.
I like Mario Kart.
There's a Camaro in it.
Yep. I think the Camaro is the second car you get too. Doesn't take. Or no, the second one's maybe it was a Ben. Nah, I don't remember. Might have been the second one you get.
Okay. Cool, well, dude. I like it.
I'll say I really don't like the name of it because it's really, you know, generic. Monkey Racing Free.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like the idea of it.
Okay. I got an app called USA Now by NBC Universal Media LLC. We were just talking earlier about Suits and Mr. Robot. These are two of the shows that you can watch, and you could use this app to watch them.
What's it
if
called?
You missed it. I'm sorry. It's USA Now.
Okay.
USA Space Now.
It's not in the chat.
I didn't know this existed.
Oh, I'm
dude.
Sorry. I meant to hit send. There you go. I didn't hit enter button.
Ah, thank you. Suits.
Yeah, Suits is right on the front. So is it about lawyers?
Yeah. But it's not deep into that at all. Like, you don't have to know any loyal terms. You don't have to know any lawyer terms or law terms. It's just enjoyable.
You do have to have an actual like Comcast account that gets USA or whatever network to use that part of it though, to see the full. You can see clippets for free.
And you can watch the full shows if you have a cable account?
Right.
Wow. USA Now.
Including new episodes the day after they air on TV and back episodes for some shows.
So does it have ads in it?
I don't know. My cable account doesn't. Well, yeah, you know what? I should be able to because I watch it on. I do have USA.
Here's the thing.
Whatever I was watching Mr. Robot on, I did watch ads. It might have been this. It might have been this app.
I'll say it matters with any of these things because, like, HBO Go said it worked, but I know two people with two cable providers where it said, no, my cable provider won't let me do it. I can log in and it says your cable provider has prohibited access or something. So it didn't work.
Yeah, that could be the case. Say if you got Dish or DirecTV or something, maybe they won't do it.
Right. I just got something today on my phone. I could have sworn that HBO Now is out and can be. I didn't know it was even out.
Yeah, it's a iTunes exclusive for 2 months, and the 2 months is almost up.
Ah,
and with that, you do not need a cable or satellite subscription at all. I can't remember if it was like $10 or $16 a month.
I think it was $8.99.
Wow. I'm going to start watching Game of Thrones. I have not seen any episodes of it yet, and I keep hearing about it.
I'll talk to you in like a month, Steve.
Is that good?
The people that like it are ballistically about liking it, and I believe they're two or three seasons already deep.
Oh, man.
So it isn't like you're going to finish watching them all in a day.
I'm watching them now. Will you finish the show, please?
The Comcast guy who I was on the phone with for like 3 hours, he kept talking about it too.
Are you serious?
So I'm never gonna watch it just for that. Yeah, don't you like Games of Thrones? Because I'm trying to tell him how much I don't watch TV. Well, you don't like Games of Thrones? Like, never seen it, dude. What? He was just mad that I've never seen this show. And I'm like, what part of I want internet and I don't watch TV? Can't you get, dude? Your technology's old. Nobody. Go talk to a 20-year-old chick or something about today's tech or along with today's music. So
that's funny, man.
Sucks, and then though. That was about it for my for my apps, I had that other app that Door brought, and I was.
Well, they were very nice apps. Both of you guys.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to steal any thunder.
No, that's fine. I think Tom Zach gave it to both of us to check out. Gotcha.
Cool stuff, guys. Good apps. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Door, is there anything you wanted to say to the folks before we end off?
I want to thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone for downloading. Thanks, everyone, for going to panasonic.com/Amazon. And I'm going to two conferences here in the next month and a half. ChannelCon in Chicago, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, or no, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And I'm going to FalseCon in Philadelphia on the 22nd.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go finish up, Bob. I'm sorry.
And if you can make it to either of those two device conferences, please let me know. I've had people at ChannelCon ask how many people are coming, who's coming. And then I've had people at FalseCon ask how many people are coming, who's coming. So
we just like to have ChannelCon and what is FalseCon?
ChannelCon is a CompTIA-sponsored event about the computing industry. It mainly focuses around software in regards to either computer maintenance, computer security, computer backup, that kind of thing. So it's very computer repair focused.
Gotcha.
FalseCon is a free Libre open source event. It's not a Linux event. It's about
open source software. FalseCon. I thought you were calling it FalseCon.
It is called FalseCon. For some reason, people use free open source software instead of free Libre open source software.
What was the Libre anyway then? Book in Spanish.
In the English vernacular, free is too vague of a word. It can mean a bunch of different things. And it doesn't really drive home the idea that it's code is out there. Cost has nothing to do with it. The code is out there. It is open for you to use. And Libre, from what I believe, is a more accurate term than just free.
Okay.
They're going right to the root. It's Latin.
Sure. And the combination of the words free, Libre, apparently drive home the point better.
Yeah. Works. Very cool. Eric, did you want to say anything to the peeps?
Hey, thanks for the voicemails and emails. Keep them coming. Definitely. And I know everybody probably, I think our link probably broke because there were so many people during Amazon's Prime Day and using our affiliate podnuts.com/Amazon link.
Talk about letdown.
Yeah, nobody. I heard nobody. I didn't talk to anybody who bought anything for that promotion.
What happened with it?
There's just nothing to get excited about. I logged in. I was really bummed out because I was traveling down to St. Louis that whole day, 5 hours on the road. And I don't think I missed anything.
Weird.
Now, I think it was Liam Tidwell said, no, what you don't understand, he said this to me and a couple people, is this is not for you. He said, this is not for the super into tech people to go buy stuff. He said, this is for the mom and the pop who just go into Amazon to just buy normal stuff. This is more for them.
Well, I kind of thought maybe they would have, like, say, a case of paper towels for $8, 24 paper towels for $8 or something. Sure, so some of that stuff too. Non-techie stuff, like a crate full of granola bars for, $11. I don't know. No, I saw none of that. Because I subscribe to certain food items and other consumable goods. So I do use Amazon for that sometimes.
I heard they had a record day. Is that true?
Not due to anybody we know.
Yeah, maybe they did.
I heard it was all... This is from a source. I have nothing besides what somebody told me. He's like, basically Walmart got in on it and they challenged each other and they played off of each other and they both made like record days, bigger than Black Fridays and stuff.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
I don't know. All I know is I looked multiple times. One thing I saw was like a 40-inch TV for like 100 and change, like 110, mm-hmm. $15, which I was thinking, that'd be really cool to have down here.
That's a good deal.
But The problem with it was hypothetically that a Nexus 6 $399 is typically like $500 Yeah. So much. And I thought to myself, that's great, but if I needed a Nexus 6 a day earlier, I would have already bought it. And if I don't need a Nexus 6 that day, I'm not going to buy it. So what's the likelihood that day is the day I needed a Nexus 6?
If you can get a 40-inch TV for $120, don't you remember the days when it used to cost $120 to ship a 40-inch TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that Prime. Gotta love Prime.
Seriously. It's true. Very cool stuff. All right. Well, and my name is Steve Cherubino. I want to thank you guys for watching and listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend. Bye.